I'm going to call this meeting of the Landmarks Preservation Commission for October 24th to order and have a roll call in the house. We have Vice Chair House. Commissioner Johnson.
Never gets old.
Commissioner Martinson. And Commissioner Bartoy. Excused absences tonight, Commissioner Slessor and Commissioner Williams. Move on. Are there any additions or amendments to the consent agenda?
Nope.
Is there any objection to moving forward with the consent agenda? Hearing none, we'll move the consent agenda forward by unanimous consent. I will excuse absences, which I already have, so Commissioner Slessor and Williams are excused. And was there any question on for the administrative review?
No.
Good. Hearing none, we're going to move on to our public hearing for the evening. I don't know, do we have a sign up sheet? Is there anyone sign up?
Maybe Alex.
Commissioner Morgan Roth has entered the building.
It does not appear that anybody has signed
up. Okay. So I will call the public hearing open and invite Metro Park if they have anything to say.
So we endorse our application.
Okay. And we have heard this. Was there anyone from the public that did not sign up? That
I think we scheduled in advance, but we're about the matter that we're calling.
Yes, that's another item on the agenda. So this is a public hearing for a naming hearing for Judge Deck Tanner Park. I do not see anyone rising to the podium to give a ceremonious speech.
So you probably need to fill in.
So I will start the 45-minute monologue. Is there any comment, question?
I was kind of thinking that, gee whiz, there's three parks in a row named after prominent citizens that have come before the commission. And I don't have any problem with that, except we're losing the marine aspect of the names. So I was thinking maybe it could be Jack Tanner Marine Park, something like that. Just to hang on to a little bit of the historic context of the park. It's the only comment I have.
Okay. Is that something I guess Metro Parks is here?
Kind of the other, an example of that is Jack Hyde Park at Commencement Day, where they have the name of the prominent citizen and then added it to the like the geographic area. So it might be something to do that,
That
would require
further conversation.
Okay.
It would be called Judge Jack Tanner.
Okay. And we don't have any action we're taking today. It's just a public hearing, so maybe you can, Metro, can just take that back.
And then I'm also going to get back
with you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And seeing no one from the public and seeing no further comment from the commission, I will close this public hearing. All right, moving on to commission business. We have a design review for 721 Pacific Avenue, an awning in the Old City Hall Historic District. And thank you, Claire, for coming this evening. If the applicants want to come to the table, if they had anything, basically open it up to you if there's anything that you wanted to comment on or.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before you do that, though, this is what happens when I'm tired and don't have a script to read from. I think we would all appreciate deeply a staff report if there's one available.
Soon.
Okay, thank you. So this is 721 Pacific Avenue. This is the Old City Hall Historic District. So noting that the Old City Hall Historic District projects are reviewed against the Secretary of the Interior Standards, the 10. So built in 1890, it is a contributing structure in the Old City Hall Historic District. The applicant is proposing an awning over the existing outdoor seating area. The fabric awning would span all three window bays and would be attached to the existing fencing with supporting posts. The top would be anchored to brick. In response to a staff request, the applicant has revised the proposed awning to include open ends instead of closed. It will not include any text or graphics. And I should also note, just for way of background, that the fence, the windows, and the storefront have all been rebuilt within, say, the past 30 years, some more recently. I think it was probably about 10 years ago that those operable windows were put in as well. So this is not an original storefront to the building.
12.
What's that?
12 years old.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
So the action request is the approval of the above scope of work, which is the installation of the awning. The standards are the Secretary of the Interior standards for the rehabilitation of historic buildings. The recommended standards are 2, the historic property, character of a property shall be retained and preserved. The removal of historic features or alteration of features and spaces that characterize a property shall be avoided. Number 9, new additions, exterior alterations or related new construction shall not destroy historic materials that characterize the property. The new work shall be differentiated from the old and shall be compatible with the massing size scale and architectural features to protect the historic integrity of the property and its environment. And 10, new additions and related or adjacent new construction shall be undertaken in such a manner that if removed in the future, the essential form and integrity of the historic property and its environment would be unimpaired. So staff's analysis, number 1, this property is within the Old City Hall Historic District and is subject to review by the Landmarks Preservation Commission. Item 2, no historic material is being removed or altered. All drilling will be done at mortar joints. Item 3, the new work is differentiated from the old. However, the awning does cover a large part of the facade. Item 4, the awning could be removed without harming the building. And staff defers recommendation on this, and that concludes the staff report.
Thank you. Yep. Is there any comments from the applicant?
Anything that we can do to alter it. I mean, Rainier's a really long established company, been around since 1896, so we're familiar with the location and having to adhere to certain rules and regulations. I brought some examples of actual historic awnings in Tacoma that we've produced with the same type of design aspect to them, flat panels with trusses, open ends, including University of Washington Tacoma that was approved for historical review. The University of Washington Tacoma, I think they handled that aspect of getting approval from the historic board, but that awning does have wings on it, that purple one there. So as long as I believe we're using flame retardant fabric materials and adhere to any requirements that you pose to us, we should be able to move forward. But anything, any ideas as to what we need to do to meet those standards, we're all open ears.
For the commission's information, too, the University of Washington did propose basically awning standards that are what you see there that the commission approved as a programmatic approval. So that means the University of Washington along Pacific can install those awnings without having each separately reviewed. Okay. And they're similar in design to this review. I guess the difference is the stands on these that are holding them up along like a canopy.
Does the commission have any comments, or I should say questions first for the applicant?
Well, I was just wondering about the little 4-inch vertical piece in the front. Mm-hmm. Is that set in stone, or is there a possibility it'll be a hanging loose, flapping in the breeze kind of thing?
What we can do is that was one comment we took into consideration was the request for a looser fabric. And so in order to maintain warranty on the fabric itself, we like to keep it under as much tension as possible. It's stapled to the frame, unlike the older, you know, lacing. That allows water not to bag and maintains a warranty. We can add a separate balance to the front edge around the perimeter. We can choose any of these cuts that are approved and make it flow into one free hanging balance. Mm-hmm. And this could be, you know, made from the same materials. We could also add a braiding, and we could completely switch fabric to more of a classic if the currently proposed fabric isn't approved.
I actually like the black. I was wondering if you have a couple of different color options here in the materials that the commission was given. Were you looking for guidance on color choice, or did you have a preference?
Color choice at the time was just to show definition on the concept, not necessarily as an option. We'd prefer to go black if possible. It's more of a vinyl based fabric, but it is this waterproof patio 500. And it's the same as the black and white stripe with the balance in these photos. Here
surprise.
Here's a flat panel with a scalloped valance using vinyl-based materials, and that's in Edmonds.
Will there be any lighting inside the awning?
There currently are lights attached to the exterior that we're hoping to reutilize, but Shane will be able to better answer his plan.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably be something we come back and ask for. Give you some sort of a lit rendering. I don't know how they could superimpose that in, but if it would be, it'd probably accent of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some old antique lighting would be great. Something hanging, but I don't know what your guidelines
more
are.
More up light.
Right. Well, that's what then we would do, like an LED or something. And then you don't want to see anything.
Those posts are, you know, the end of those posts are actually illuminated currently. And so it's kind of an optical illusion, but the end stanchion closest to us on this photo actually comes out to the end of that fence.
Okay.
And so we will be utilizing most of those lights that are currently there and operational, but we will be taking the place of some of them where those intermediate stanchions need to be installed.
Yeah, each post cap has an LED fixture in it already.
Oh, okay.
Those were installed back when we permitted for the patio handrail.
When the awning is up, are you going to have external heaters for?
Well, I mean, that would possibly. We haven't looked into it. I mean, just giving us some shade gives us more seats, more butts in the seats, and that's what they're looking for.
Right.
So increase some business, get more people down there. And then, of course, if it rains, I mean, we're starting with the awning, but kind of see where it goes. If it's cost effective, we'd love to do that. We'd love to get people out there as long as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good vibe down there. The place has blown up ever since. I mean, we were one of the, I think there was only McConey's pub and bar down there or whatever, and we were the second ones in there, and it's been nothing but good for us. So.
Any further comments, questions? I think I was just going to say, looking at it, I mean, it's removable. You're not doing anything to the historic fabric. I know from the staff report, one of the concerns of his voice was the obstruction of the facade. It seems like the facade is newer, so probably not taking away from the historic look of the building, I guess, as we look at that. So I just wanted to point out that as it falls within the guidelines that we're following. So do I hear a motion?
Yeah, I move that the Landmark Preservation Commission approves the application for 721 Pacific Avenue as submitted.
Motion by Commissioner Johnson. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Did you want to make an official suggestion about the valance?
No.
Okay.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Morgan Roth. Is there any discussion on the motion before us? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? The motion carries.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for making it easy.
And before we move on to planning business, someone has entered the room, so I was wondering.
An interested citizen.
Okay, perfect. We love to have interested citizens.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Caught us on a very short night.
You did. We're setting records. moving on to preservation planning and board business.
The only thing I have to report right now is that on November 4th will be the annual swing dance that has turned into something kind of popular, so we're continuing to do it. and so it'll be at Tin Can Alley, actually. It looks like the address is cut off, but it's probably at the on the electronic version of the packet here.
It's by the train station.
Yeah, there we are.
I see it every day.
So the Alley-Oop, Tin Can Alley, and the Pierce County Community Swing Band is always there. They're our band for this event. They're really good. And I saw them at the Puyallup Fair, actually, this year. The Evergreen State Fair.
Yes.
The Evergreen State Fair. I saw them at the Evergreen State Fair. And they're
going to... Evergreen State Fair.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Thank you.
So, at any rate, if you can make it, if you don't like swing music, then probably not your thing, but if you do, and if you like dancing, or you know somebody that likes dancing, it's a good thing to come to because we provide food too. So,
and lessons, correct?
I'll have to ask Lauren about that. But yeah, the past couple of times, actually, I want to say maybe all of them, we have had ballroom dancers that will not only give lessons, but will seek out people who seem to be wallflowering and bring you out onto the floor.
I thought you were going to say seem to be bad dancers.
She's like, please stop. Let me show you how.
So that's all I got.
That's all you have?
Yep, for now.
And surprisingly, the chair does not have any comments this evening. So if there are no objections, I will adjourn our meeting.
So glad I came.
Are you on our mailing list for getting agendas?
I think I'm not.
If there's there's a sheet right there in front that if you want to put your email address on there, we'll go ahead and add you to the notice list so that you can get notifications of our agendas. You can see what's coming up.
Yeah, I have it on my calendar, but no specifics. So I saw that there was a call for at-large, you know, and I live in Lakewood, so I think I can't.
Yeah, with most of the positions are for Tacoma residents. The exceptions are there's architects and professionally qualified positions that the council has some discretion with if they're having a hard time filling them from within city limits. But the at-large ones are for Tacoma residents.
I'm an architectural designer, but not licensed. So,
yeah. Is it working within, living and or working? Or no, just
I think, you know, I'll have to look at it. For the professional positions, I might be and or working.
Okay.
And, you know, architectural designer might not qualify as an architect, but might qualify as a professional, a design professional. If you've had certification in the past or in another state, that's also something that counts. It's not a really hard requirement. We don't require like a CV and all that stuff. You know, it's just guidelines for the council. So
I have space at Uni Club where I do stuff. And I have every intention of moving here as soon as I can. So.
Well, keep us in mind, and certainly you saw the call. You know, we can, if you have any questions about that appointments process and the positions, you can ask the city clerk's office. They handle the council appointments process. And I mean, we certainly welcome people who are interested. I definitely need people who are willing to put in the time and are interested in it. So.
Yeah, it's. I've lived in this area for a very long time, and I went to high school out in Lakewood and worked in Tacoma, and so I've seen the progress that this place has made. It's just it kind of blows my mind. You know, they had a few rocky starts, and then all of a sudden everything kind of fell together, and it's the place is wonderful.
Yeah. Here, here.
We like it.
Great. Well, thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sorry.